Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We are now in the final podcast in the 10th Perek of Masachet Nedarim, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Bet, right in the middle of the Amud, Tanya. And the first topic we will tackle today is various forms of Kiyum HaNeder and Hafarat HaNeder, words that will work, etc. If a man says, any nedarim you take, I just can't stand it, I won't stand for it, something of that effect, or ein zeh neder, right, he says it's not a neder, lo amar klum, this is a meaningless phrase, it's not called hafara. But if he says, yafeh asit, you did a good job, ve'ein kemotech, there's nobody like you, v'im lo nedar t'adirechani, if you had not taken the neder, I would have ministered myself, Dvarav Kayamin. So that is a valid Kiyum. So in other words, there is a dissonance between Kiyum and Hafara. They're not symmetrical, in that if his Hafara reflects his dissatisfaction with the Neder, that isn't enough until he formally rejects it. If on the other hand, his Kiyum reflects an approval and a satisfaction with the Neder, then that is itself a Kiyum. Now, lo yomar adam li'ishto b'shabbat mufar lechi batel lechi. Even though we saw in the Mishnah that you're allowed to do hafarat nedarim b'shabbat letzorech ha-shabbat, and perhaps even shelo letzorech ha-shabbat, nonetheless, you don't use the normal formula of mufar lechi batel lechi, k'dashem ala b'chol, ela omer la tli v'ichli tli ushti. He tells her regarding the item that she banned, like meat or wine or whatever it is, take it and eat it. Here, have some chicken. Here, have some wine, etc. Which implies that he has been made for the neder. Vaneder batami alav, and the neder then goes away on its own. Now, Rav Yochanan adds a codicil. Tzarich shiyavatel b'libo. He says you have to internally be mevatel the neder, meaning that in your heart you have to think, I'm being mevatel the neder, and then outwardly say, here, have some chicken, have some wine, have some apples, whatever it is she banned. Now, Tanya Beit Shammai Omrim, Shabbat Mevatel B'Libo. Important to note that this Braita is picking up off of the idea that a statement of, here, have some, or here, I'm handing it to her, when he already knows there's a neder, is ipso facto hafara. Beit Shammai says on Shabbat, you have to internally cancel the neder. B'chol Motzei B'Shvatav. But during the week, it's not enough to say, here, take the chicken. You also have to say, it's mufar. Beit Hillel says, as long as you've said, here, take the chicken, here, have some wine, you can make the internal, formal rejection of the neder, even during the week. You never have to utter it. Now, Amar Yochanan, Chacham shemar b'lashon ba'al, uval shemar b'lashon chacham lo amar klum. If a chacham retracts a neder in the formulation reserved for a husband who rejects a neder, or vice versa, it is nothing. The Tanya, we have as follows. Zeh hadavar. Take a look at the first pasuk on the page. In the introduction to Parshat Nedarim, it says, Zeh hadavar shetziva. This is what God commanded. What is zeh hadavar? The notion, the word zeh, here is being used as an exclusionary term, meaning this and another one that's similar to it is excluded. What does that mean? Hachacham matir vein baal matir. Now, how did that come about? That's why I quoted the next pasuk. Lo yachel dvaro. As we saw earlier in the Masachet, when a person takes a neder, he may not profane his words, but acherim mochlin umatirim lo. Other people do, which is a chacham or beit din. So lo yachel dvaro alludes to the ability of a beit din to imater. So zeh hadavar says it's only in the case of a chacham that phrasing can be used. Right? Chacham matir vein baal matir. And a husband cannot be matir a neder. And of course, the matir a neder beyond anything else also means that you have uprooted its very existence and made it retroactively null and void. Shiyachol, I might have thought, umah chacham shein mefer matir, chacham who is limited in his ability. He cannot be mefer a neder as a chacham. He can as a husband or father. But as a chacham, he can't be mefer a neder. Nonetheless, he can be matir, which tells us that hatarat nedarim is more accessible than hafarat nedarim. Baal shemefer and odin shematir, than a husband who has the ability to be mefer a neder, certainly he should have the ability to be matir. Talmud lomar, zeh hadavar. That's why the Torah says zeh hadavar, to tell us that it is only a chacham who can matir and not a baal. Chachamater and Balmatir. Tanidach, we have another brayta which says the exact opposite, or the symmetrical. Baal mefer ven chacham mefer. Only a husband can be mefer and not a chacham. Sheyachal, I might have thought, umma baal shein matir. Mefer, if a husband who cannot be matir is able to be mefer, which means hafara is more accessible. Chacham shematir adin shemefer. A chacham who does have the ability to be matir, certainly he should be able to be mefer. Tamalomar zehadavar. Therefore, it says zehadavar baal mefer ve'in chacham mefer. So now zehadavar is reading not on the next pasuk but on the entire parsha, which the major focus in the parsha is the role of father and then fiance and then husband in hafarat nedarim, and saying this is reserved for them, and a chacham does not have access to that vehicle. And therefore, if a chacham says to her, mufarlach, he said nothing. If a husband says, mutarlach, he has said nothing. Now, ne'amar kan zehadavar, ve'amar lahalan zehadavar. This phrase, zehadavar, introduces not only our parsha, parshat nedarim, it only also introduces, in the middle of Sefer Vayikra, the parsha of shchutei chutz, of the prohibition of offering korbanot outside of the mikdash, by the parsha of Shchutei Chutz in Vayikra Yod Zayin. Now, in the Zehadavar, in our case, it says that Hashem told Moshe, that Moshe spoke to Rashei HaMatot, to the heads of the tribes, telling him this halacha, which implies that this halacha is reserved for the elite to implement. Whereas Shchutei Chutz is Aharon, Uvanav, V'chol Yisrael, Chol HaBnei Yisrael, which means it seems to be that Shchutei Chutz is given to everyone. Now, Zehadavar B'Shchutei Chutz, Ma B'Shchutei Chutz, Aharon, V'nav, V'chol Yisrael, just like in Shchutei Chutz, it's to everyone, Av Parshan Darim, Aharon, V'nav, V'chol Yisrael. So therefore, by Gzeir HaShavu, we say that Nedarim also applies to everyone. Not just applies, meaning if you take a neder, that anyone takes a neder, but also that anyone can be involved in the process of Hatarat Nedarim. Uma Kan Rashei Matot, and just like in Nedarim, Rashei HaMatot are listed, the elite, af lahalan Rashei HaMatot. Similarly, in Shchutei Chutz, Rashei HaMatot. Let's see how that works. B'Parshat Nedarim, the Vayhilchata, why in Nedarim do I want to include, via the Gzeirah Shavah, everyone, Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, Lachshir Shlosha Hedyotot, to tell me that I don't require a mumche, an expert or a master, Mimatan Nedarim, I can have three commoners. Just like Aharon v'nav v'chol Yisrael, Kol Yisrael. So therefore, via the Gzeirah Shavah, I've applied Kol Yisrael to Nedarim, and I've allowed that. V'ha, Rashei HaMatot K'tiv, it says Rashei HaMatot in Nedarim. How can I say that it's accessible, that Hatar Nedarim can be done even by a commoner? I'm Rav Chista, v'tem Rav Yochanan, b'yachid mumche. He says, yes, Rashei HaMatot means that I can have one individual, if he is a Rosh Matai, a Mumcha, Musmach, etc. But the inclusion via the Gzeirah Shavah allows me also Shlosha Hedyotot. Now, Rashei HaMatot is Shchutei Chutz L'Mahilchata. How about the switcher? How about Rashei HaMatot coming over via the Gzeirah Shavah to Shchutei Chutz? What's the purpose of that? I'm Rav Sheshet Lomar Sheish She'ila Behekdesh, to teach me that just as there is Hatarat Nidarim, there is also Hatarat Hekdesh, that if you're Makdish something, you can then ask for it to be retracted based on regret, etc. Now, that's fine, except for the following problem. Beit Shammai Damar Ein She'ila Behekdesh, the fundamental machlok of Beit Hill Beit Shammai, whether Yesh She'ila Behekdesh, and we'll deal with it quite a bit in Masechet Nazir very soon. According to Beit Shammai, who says, Ein She'ila Behekdesh, Rashei HaMatot G'chtiv V'Shchutei Chutz L'Mai Hilchata. So they reject the halachic rule that you can retract the Hekdesh, so therefore, what's the purpose of Rashei HaMatot being conduited, if you will, via the Gzeirah Shavah to Shchutei Chutz? The answer is, Beit Shammai Leit Lehu Gzeirah Shavah. They don't accept the Gzeirah Shavah at all. Well, if that's the case, then Zeh HaDavar Parshat Nedarim L'Mai K'tiv. Why does it say Zeh HaDavar in our Parshat Nedarim, according to Beit Shammai? Lamar Chacham Matir Vein Baal Matir, Baal Mefer Vein Chacham Mefer. Beit Shammai accepts the earlier drasha. Zeh HaDavar is not set up there as a Gzeirah Shavah. It's there simply to delimit that the Chacham and the Av have different modes of Hafara and Hatara. Now, Zadavar b'shchut echutz l'may k'tiv. Why is Zadavar written in shchut echutz? L'mar ha-shchita chayav en chayav ala malika. Of course, this is all Beit Shammai. This is true, but this drush is according to Beit Shammai, because Beit Shammai rejects the gzera shava, and therefore, they, according to Beit Shammai, we have to explain why it says Zehadavar in each place. Zehadavar in Nedarim is there to delimit what kinds of rejection or retraction are available, and to whom. And Zehadavar in Shchut Echutz tells us that you're only chayav for shchita, but not for malika. Malika, if you recall, is the method by which an oaf, a fowl, which is brought as a korban, is killed in the mikdash. It's a break in the back of the neck, and this renders it a nevela if it's not done in the mikdash. The same thing, in the inverse, if you do shchita of an oaf in the mikdash, it's also unacceptable. But the reason that Beit Shammai says, the Beit Shammai's explanation for why it says a Zehadavar is to say that, and Shchut Echutz is to say that it's only for Shchita that you're Chayav, but not for Malika. Now, Beit Shammai l'hach shegimel hadyotot menalan, but now we've stuck with one problem. We did need the Gzerah Shavah for something that we all agree on, which is that three commoners may be Matur Nedarim. Now, where are Beit Shammai going to get that halacha from? Nafgala lahumi de Rav Asi Bar Natan. They get it from the following adjustment made by Rav Asi Bar Natan on a braita that we will see right away. So first we have to see the braita. We will identify what's difficult about the braita, and then Rav Asi Bar Natan will come up with a solution, which will then be the source for Beit Shammai's for the halacha that you can use Gimel Hedyotot for Beit Shammai. In other words, without a gzera shava. Dichtiv. In Parshat HaMoadot, this is the very end of Parshat HaMoadot in Emor. Now remember, there's two occasions of Parshat HaMoadot in the Torah. The fullest treatment of the calendar in the Torah, or anywhere in Tanakh, is in Vayikra Chaf Gimel. It goes through Moadei Hashem. It includes Shabbat, it includes Chagam Pesach and Chagam Matzot, etc., all the way to the end. And both the beginning and end are introduced with Moadei Hashem. Introduced and then summarized with Moadei Hashem. So at the very end it says, Vayderem Moshet Moadei Adonai Bnei Yisrael. And the other instance of the Moadot is in Parshat Pinchas, in Bamidbar, where it's listed chiefly and almost exclusively for the Korbanot of the day, going from the Tamid and Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, etc., all the way through the calendar, which, importantly, and I noted this in the parentheses before verse 1 on the handout, immediately precedes Parshat HaNedarim. That will play a role in a couple of minutes. So now, the Braita goes as follows. Vaydever Moshet Moadei Adonai Bnei Yisrael, v'hatanya Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Moadei Ne'emru, v'lo Ne'emra Shabbat Bereshiti Mahen. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, this only applies to the Moadim, what we're going to see, and not to Shabbat Bereshit, meaning regular weekly Shabbat. It's not included. Banazi Omer, Moadei Ne'emru, v'lo Ne'emra Parshat Nedarim Mahen. As I says, that this applies to the Moadim and not to Nedarim. In other words, when Moshe instructed Bnei Yisrael, he instructed them about the holidays, not about Shabbat, and according to Ben Azai, the holidays, and they're not about Nedarim. Now, Rav Asi Bar Natan, who was our hero here, Kashale Hamatnita, he was bothered by this braita. Ata l'Nehardea, he came to Nehardea, l'kamed Rav Sheshet, v'lo Ashkechei, he came to find Rav Sheshet Nehardea, couldn't find him. Ata batrei l'Mechuzah, he followed him all the way to Mechuzah, another town near the Tigris, Amarle, and he said to him, Moadei Hashem Nemru v'lo Nemra Shabbat Bereshiti Mahen. What do you mean? How can Rabbi Yossi Aglili have said several generations ago that Shabbat Bereshit is not mentioned? V'haktiv Shabbati Mahen. Take a look at the next verse on the handout, verse 4, and you will see that earlier on in Parshat HaMoadot, Shabbat is included. So how can Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that Shabbat's not included? It's right there. V'tu, Moadei Hashem Nemru v'lo Nemra Parshat Nedarim Mahen. Also, Benazai's drasha, that Nedarim is not mentioned there. V'ham Misitra Ktiva, it's written on the side, meaning in Parshat Moadot in Pinchas, the immediate next piece is Nedarim. It's connected. So, Rav Sheshet then told this Rav Asi Bar Natan, this is what it meant. Amalei Hachiktani, this is what the Braita really reads. Moadei Hashem Tzrichin Kiddush Beitin. That's what they meant. Not that Moshe did not instruct about them, but rather that only Moadei Hashem require a proper Beitin to sanctify the month, and as a result of that, to have on the calendar which day is going to be Pesach, etc. Shabbat Bereshitin Tzricha Kiddush Beitin. Shabbat doesn't need that, because Shabbat is a regular 7-day cycle. There's no need for Tzifr Kiddush Beitin. And that's the miut. And Ben Azai's piece then is Mo'adei Hashem Tzuchin Mumcha. The Beit Din has to have a mumcha. It can't be three commoners. There has to be at least one mumcha on the Beit Din, as we saw in Masachet Rosh Hashanah. Ve'en parshat nedarim tzuchin mumcha. But nedarim doesn't need a mumcha. So we see from here that three commoners may be matur nedarim, and we saw it without needing the gzera shava, and that's how Beit Shammai will get it. Fila Beit Din had yotot. Ah, v'hab parshat nedarim Rashi Matot k'tiv. Ah, but it says Rashi Matot. So how can you say that you don't need a mumcha? The answer is Amav Chista. We have Rabbi Yochanan. We had this on the previous amud. B'yachid mumcha. What that means is it's expansive. In other words, you could have a single person be matur nedarim if he's a mumcha. You can also have a no mumcha on the Beit Din as long as there's three. Okay. The next piece we're going to deal with and take us to the end of the parak is the issue of how we interpret silence. Now, there's three kinds of silence. There is silence which is ignoring. There is silence which is tacit approval. And that's how we've, for the most part, interpreted a husband or father's silence when it comes to nedarim. And then there is silence which is somewhat of a torturing silence. So we'll see what that is right away. Amar Rav Chanina, Hashoteka manat lemekat. If a husband, as typically, husband is silent in order to torture. Literally, that's what it means, to torture her. She took a neder, and then she told her husband about it, and he sits there and he doesn't say anything. And really, he intends to do hafara, but he wants her to suffer a little bit. We don't necessarily like this guy, but that's what he did. Rav Chanina said that he can do hafara even 10 days later. In other words, we understand now that his silence was really a hafara because he intended to. And therefore, if he declares, even after a week, 2 weeks, however long it is, that it's mufar, that's good, and he has not missed the day. Because what we have to say in explaining Rav Chanina is that his silence now that we later understand retroactively was a silence of rejection, but he was just playing a mind game with her, that itself is the hafara. Now, Metiv Rava challenges. This is the Tosefta that we've seen over and over through this parak. When do we say Nitrokna? When do we say that when the husband dies or the fiancé dies, the power of Hafara transfers fully to the father? Bizman Shalosh Shama Habal. If the husband did not hear about the neder, oh Shamava Shatak, he heard and he was silent. Shamava Hefer Meit Babayom, or he did Hafara and he died that day. However, Shamava Kiyem, if he heard in his Mekayim, or Shamava Shatak Meit Biyom Shalachrav, he was silent and died the next day. Ein Yachol Afer, the father can't be made fair. Why? Because the husband's silence, the fiancé's silence, and being silent and living through that day means a Kiyum. My love is Shotei Kamanat Lemekad. Aren't we including even a case where he was silent in order to torture her, and as he really intended to reject it? But he just didn't say anything. Oh, Bishote coming out l'kayim. No, here we're talking about a silence where it was tacit approval. So, Hainu Oshama v'kayim. If that's the case, then it's already mentioned. Ihachi, Hainu Oshama v'kayim. That's already mentioned that if he heard it and was m'kayim. Because according to you, silence, which is tacit approval, is the same as kiyum. Elvis shall take stam. You know what? We'd have to interpret that brayta, that case in the brayta, as silence, which is undefined. And the guy was silent, and we at no point find out what he intended. If he intended to be Mekayim, that's covered. If he intended to really be Mayfair and just to torture her, then really it should be that the father could be Mayfair. It should be as if it's on the day that he heard that he died. So therefore we have to say that this is undefined silence. All right, Meitiv Rav Chista, challenge number two. Chum Mehekim, Hefer, Hefer, Mehekim. There's a advantage or strength of kiyum over hafara and hafara over kiyum. I've already pointed out that the two are not really symmetrical. Chomer behekem, what's the strength of kiyum over hafara? Shashtika mekayemet vein shtika mevatelet. Silence is a kiyum. Silence is not a hafara. Kiyum belibo kayim. Hefer belibo en ahumufar. If he is mekayim in his heart, which happens with silence, it's the same thing. It's not a second advantage. If he's Mekayim internally, that's a Kiyum. But if he's Mefer internally without saying anything, that's not Hafara. Now, at this point, you may ask, But earlier in the shiur, we saw Beit Shammai's opinion, which is that on Shabbat, you only say it in your heart, means you don't say anything, and Beit Hillel says even during the week. Yes, but that's after you said to her, here, have some chicken, have some, whatever the banned item is. But if you said absolutely nothing in response to the neder, then we all agree that hafara has not happened, no matter how much you want to reject the neder, you have to say something. Now, kinyam ein yachol hafer, hefer ein yachol kayem. One way in which they're the same is you can't switch from one to the other. If you do kiyum ha-neder, you can't not do hafara. You may be able to retract the kiyum and then do hafara, as we saw at the beginning of the parak, but you can't go straight to hafara, and vice versa. If you did hafara, you certainly can't be mekayim. Now, ketani shashtika mekayemet. We're going to look more at the braita, but in the meantime, the line that we care about is that shtika is a kiyum. My love is shotek amanat lemekad. Aren't we talking about shtika? Even that's the torturing kind of silence. Lo b'shotek amanat lekayim. No, this is talking about tacit approval silence. So hainu kiyum belibo kayim. That's what we've already. That's the same thing as the other part of the braita that says if you are mekayim in your heart, that's kiyum. Elo b'shotek stam. Good. So that braita is talking about a case again, like we saw before, about undefined silence. Now, parenthetically, the Braita said that Kiyum has a leg up over Hefer, and Hafara has a leg up over Kiyum. So, Ashkechan Chomer B'Kiyum B'Hekim B'Hefer, we have already found what the strength of Kiyum over Hafara is, and that was in the fact that silence can be a Kiyum. B'Hefer B'Hekim Menalan, what's the... Menalan here is not exactly the real question, but it's a Maihi is really what we want to say, is what is the advantage of Hafara over Kiyum? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Nishalan al-Hakim, Nishalan al-Hafer. This we saw at the very beginning of our parak. You can retract a kiyum. You can't retract the hafara. Once you're made for a neder, that's it. It never comes back. Once you're mekayim a neder, you have until the end of the day to retract the kiyum and then do hafara. Meiti Rav Kahana. Now, Rav Kahana is going to challenge our notion of this third silence, which may, Rav Hanina's notion that you can extend the period of hafara by being silent and really meaning to do hafara, and then you could do the overt declaration later on. Take a look at the last pasuk on the page. If he is surely silent from day to day, he says this is talking about silence of the same type that you're talking about. Silence to torture. But what does it say? If he's silent, that's a kiyum, which means that he rejects Rav Chanina's halacha. You're interpreting this as being silence, which is just torturous. You really wanted to be made for, but you didn't want to say anything out loud to let her stew a little bit. Maybe it's talking about shtika, which is tacit approval. Shomer ki charishla. At the end of the same pasuk, it says ki charishla biyom shomo. Rabbi shotekam on the kaim akatum and daber. There's no reason for that last phrase in the pasuk, unless it's saying that's talking about shtika, which is tacit approval. So the shtika at the beginning of the pasuk must be something which is less obvious, which is shtika, which really he intends to reject the neder, but hasn't said it out loud because he's trying to torture her. So we have now conclusively disproven Rav Chanina's approach and said that there are no three types of shtika. There's either silence, which is tacit approval, and that's called kiyum, and then there is silence, which is nothing, nothing of the sort, and all the nothings are together, and that also is a kiyum if it goes throughout the day. Now, velokim habeshotek amanat lekayim habeshotek stam. Wait a second. Why didn't we use the same answer that we used in the first two challenges to answer this challenge? Which is to say that the first half of the second half of the pasuk, or the second phrasing in the pasuk, is tacit approval shtika, and the first mention, the chavesh chavesh, is undefined shtika, just shtika. The answer is kray yeteri ktivi. There's extra phrases in the pasukim, acharesha charishla, and we're not willing to apply that to simple undefined shtika. It must be shtika that is defined, and it's shtika that was intended to harass her, and nonetheless, it still counts as a kiyum. Meitiv Rava. Rava has another challenge to Rav Chanina, who's already been disproven. Nadraim chashecha, our Mishnah. If she took a netter just before dark, mefer lo ad shelo chashcha. He has until dark. He has maybe 15 minutes or 10 minutes to make for the netter. And again, nadraim chashecha is a little inexact. It's not that she took the netter then, it's he heard about it then. That if he does not reject the neder and then it gets dark, it's too late. Amai, why? Why don't we say that the few minutes that he's sitting there not answering her when he hears the neder are in order to torture her, and he'll be mefer later that night? Why does he only have 15 minutes or however long? Tiyufta, the answer is there is no such thing. There is no silence which can be interpreted as hafara, even if later on your mefer that retroactively defines it. Rav Chanina has been disproven. Meitir Ravashi. Ravashi brings now a third successful challenge to Rav Chanina. This is a Mishnah towards the end of the Masechet. We'll get to it in about a week or so. If a person says, I know that there is such a law called Nedarim, but I didn't know that such a thing as I was able to be Mayfair, and I heard about the Neder a week ago, and now today I find out I can be Mayfair. Yeah, fair. Then he can be Mayfair now because he didn't know about it. But if on the other hand he says, I know that I'm allowed to do a Tarat Hafarat Nedarim, I just didn't know that what you said was a real Neder, about whether he can be Mayfair in such a case. So why don't we say that his silence until now, why don't we just interpret it? Because clearly he wants to be made for the neder. So why don't we just say that his silence until now was a silence in order to torture her? The answer is tiyuvta. The answer is that we don't say such a thing because that's not a viable alternative. And so now we have, with three different challenges, successfully refuted the ruling of Rabbi Chanina and said that there is no silence that will allow for an extension and for a later hafara. Hadron alach na'raham u'rasa. We have successfully, Baruch Hashem, completed a challenging chapter in Masechet Nedarim. And we'll pick up with the final parak, Ve'ilu Nedarim, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.